Hello and welcome to Vipers Voices, the podcast of the Desert Vipers, a side that plays in the UAE's own 2020 Cricket League, the DP World ILT20. And in this episode, we look back at the Vipers' sustainability match against the Gulf Giants at the Dubai International Stadium last Saturday in the company of the Desert Vipers' CEO, Phil Oliver, and sustainability manager, Ben Hardy-Jones. The Vipers have nailed their colours to the mast by putting sustainability and the climate crisis front and centre of their agenda, and the match against the Giants was a manifestation of that approach. Coming up, we hear from Phil and Ben about how the match went and what happens next and how the Vipers will look to continue the progress that's already been made. But before we do so, a reminder that the Vipers have two more regular season matches left, plus potentially a maximum of three more if the sides reach the end of season playoffs. And the first of those is against the Dubai Capitals at the Dubai International Stadium on Friday the 9th of February, before a clash with Sharjah Warriors in Sharjah 2 days later. And if you want to watch either or both games, then it really couldn't be easier to secure your tickets. You can do so via the league's own website, www.ilt20.ae, or at any Virgin Megastore across the UAE. Let's now hear from Phil and Ben, and in our chat, I started off by asking Phil if the sustainability match was all that he and his off-field team hoped it would be.
Yeah, great to be discussing the match on Saturday, and it certainly was a success. We're delighted with how it went, both on and off the field. Winning the match obviously helps, but regardless of that, we certainly achieved many of the aims that we set out to do so. I think raising awareness was a key part of what we wanted to do. So having so many fans in the ground participating in our sustainability initiative was very exciting to see. Having so many people at the fan carnival taking part in the education piece, it was a major breakthrough for us, actually, because this is the first opportunity for local fans in Dubai who are taking part in these initiatives to actually come into the stadium and see these things up close and all the things that Ben and the team pulled together. It was brilliant to see that. So it was a success. And I think it's the exciting thing is what happens next, really, with this, because we've raised awareness. We've done some education around this, and I think we've made a breakthrough and started to change some behaviours, and let's see what we can do moving forward to keep the momentum going.
Ben, if I could ask you about the response of the fans, particularly in terms of recycling and upcycling. Fans, of course, were asked to bring old and unused sportswear to the event with the option of handing it in and getting us to reuse it as Vipers. What was the response of the fans?
For us as a team, we've been doing a lot of things ourselves around sustainability. So this match was really an opportunity to fully engage our fans properly on an official level. So it was really good to see fans engaging with what we were trying to do. Many of the fans came to the ground wearing green, which helps with our communication and education piece. But I think the fans' response to the recycling bins in the stadium for the first time was quite a positive one. So usually in a stadium, you've got the normal bins, and then next to them for this match, we had the recycling bins. And for fans to quickly learn and use them in the right way, and I had a look myself in the bins, and they were sticking to the correct items in each bin. So it was really good to see them quickly taking that up. And I think that's a real positive going forwards, to know that our fans are responsive and interested in what we're doing and can ultimately help us to achieve our goals of a more circular and a better future for the planet.
Well, of course, one of the things that took place before the match and is continuing to take place is the schools program, Phil. Is this going to get a real shot in the arm, the schools program, as a result of an event like this?
Yeah, I think having so many children within the stadium taking part in these initiatives has really, I think, set the agenda for what comes next. We've been into schools over the last few months with sustainability themed cricket training. And I think having those kids up close, seeing what we're doing, I think really does give us the opportunity to grow that program. That's a big part of what we're doing with Dubai Sports Council. This match was the start point of that partnership, the Sports Council coming on board as our lead sustainability partner. And I think we've got the opportunity now to really build from the platform that the sustainability match has laid. And I think we've got fans of cricket, but we've also got some fans of sustainability, which is an exciting position to be in. And it's down to us to capitalize on that momentum that we've created.
And of course, Ben, it wasn't just about what happened at the stadium. There was an element of what happened away from the stadium as well, because of some fans coming to the venue using a bus that didn't use traditional petrol.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So firstly, we have provided the travel documents, which is available. It was published on social media before the match, so that fans were aware of the different options that they could take to get to the stadium, so that if they wanted to car share or carpool, or if they wanted to get the bus, they knew how they could do that. And I think that was a positive. But also, we are using a biofuel blend on our team bus. And what we did for the match was we used that bus to pick up fans from our fan club at a nearby hotel. And we brought those 50 or so fans on the bus, grouped together, and that helped ease congestion and, more importantly, from our perspective, reduce emissions.
Yes, it's interesting you mentioned about congestion there, Ben, because, Phil, the partnership that you've already touched upon with the Dubai Sports Council can be so important in that regard, can't it? Because if they really embrace what you're doing as a franchise, it can be so significant in terms of even something as simple as traffic management around the Dubai International Stadium. I know in the past that's been very much an issue. But of course, if the Dubai Sports Council get on board with the Roads and Transport Authority in Dubai and also Dubai Police, that's certainly something that can move forward in a very good way.
Yes, exactly. I think one of the key pillars that we had for this match was trialling new initiatives as well as raising awareness. So what Ben refers to there in fan transport policies, I think really does show what is possible. And I'd like to think other sports events, not just cricket matches, I think working with other government entities and other stakeholders around stadium management in terms of bringing fans into venues, I think we've shown what can be possible on quite a small scale relative to the huge amount of events that take place in Dubai each year. So I think working with others in this area, we're very happy to share what we've learned. It has been a learning experience, and trialing those initiatives and seeing what works, what needs improvement, was a big part of what we wanted to do. So I'd like to think with that element of collaboration in the growing network of sustainability businesses and suppliers, I think the sky's the limit with what we can achieve here. And we look forward to our next sustainability match in 2025. But in the interim, I'm sure things will have changed and improved in this regard, particularly with our input alongside the Sports Council and other government entities, as you say.
And I've got to ask as well, Phil, of course, the match took place in the presence of the Desert Vipers owner, Avram Glazer. What were his impressions?
Well, as I say, the match result helped, but we know we can't control what happens on the field. But it was very exciting for our owners to see up close what we've been working so hard to achieve. The vast amount of fans in the stadium, I think it was probably the highest attendance of the tournament so far. And that was no coincidence. We marketed this match and event very strongly. So it's great to see the stands filled with lots of fans wearing green. So that went very well. And it's been quite a journey for us, and so for our owners to be part of that, they've been very supportive. And we've always said that this wouldn't be possible without buy-in from everyone involved, be it players or owners. So it was very much a team effort, and the support from the owners has been key to that. Yeah, we see our pledge that was mentioned on the LED boards and the big screen, aiming towards net zero in 2040. So for that, key messaging and the communication around our targets was important. And as I say, the owners being part of that and seeing it within the stadium and everything that was going on outside, it was brilliant to see.
Well, of course, you mentioned a team effort there, Phil. But of course, the match was sanctioned to an extent, I guess, by the league. The league gave you the go-ahead to have this sustainability match. Do you think there's a possibility that the Vipers can take the league with you on this particular journey?
Yeah, I think changing behaviours is one of our broad targets in the sustainability strategy. And I think we've shown what is possible when certain entities and partners and stakeholders can work together on things. Ben has mentioned the recycling bins. We hope, I think there is an opportunity for this to become standard practice, a bit like our water policies that we've spoken so much about in terms of the removal of single-use plastic. So I think changing behaviours, we've probably ahead of where we hope to be actually on that. And that has been due to the buy-in from others. So the league support is going to be important moving forward. I think the awareness that this has generated in around these issues is only going to help that target. So I'd like to think 2025 season of ILT20 will look different, not just in regards of what we're doing, but perhaps what other teams do and how the league organise things. So we're here to help. And I'd like to think that we can move more in that direction.
And Ben, I guess the big question going forward, and you as sustainability manager will have your finger on the pulse here, this match considered a success, but of course it can't be allowed to happen in isolation, can it? There has to be development and movement on from this to ensure that the momentum is maintained.
Absolutely. And the match already has been a celebration of what we've done before the match, in the build-up to the season and during the season. So it's already happened, not just in isolation, but to celebrate what we've done. So I think you're absolutely right where it's fair to say that there's things which went very successfully on Saturday during the match, and there's things which could be improved upon even further. So during the coming days and weeks, we're going to be analysing what we've done and giving a sort of rating to each thing and look at how we can improve it even further. Because as you say, this is just the starting point for us and something which is going to be a continuation of what we do as a franchise over time.
And Phil, I suppose there'll be a lobby now, given the result of the match, for the Desert Vipers to play in green more often.
Yes, the green kit certainly looks the part. I know the players enjoyed wearing it. We certainly enjoyed watching them wear it. And hopefully the change to red for the remaining matches doesn't see the results go in the other direction. It was a great day all round, on and off the field, and we look forward to doing it all over again in 2025.
Phil Oliver, the Desert Vipers CEO, and Ben Hardy-Jones, the Vipers Sustainability Manager, reflecting on the sustainability match against the Gulf Giants, the first of what it's hoped will be many such matches in future. And that's all for another episode of Vipers Voices. The side's next match, its penultimate encounter of the regular season, is against the Dubai Capitals in Dubai on Friday the 9th of February, with a place in the end-of-season playoffs very much up for grabs. Tickets are available for that match via the ILT20 website and also at all Virgin Megastores throughout the UAE. We'll be back with build-up to that match here on Vipers Voices, so please make sure you subscribe to this podcast for all the latest news from inside the Vipers camp. Don't forget, too, that you can follow the Vipers' every move on all the major social media platforms. For now, then, this is Brian Murgatroyd saying, as ever, thanks so much for listening.